Let's go through the AFL trade. So regular listeners will think, geez, surprising Baz is doing this, not the X-Men. Luke Jackson,
yes.
Fremantle, still favoured to get the deal done. I think West Coast just driving the price up, aren't they? They're doing what a club in the same market does.
You would think so. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if they, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's been smoke for a long time, and it's been Fremantle
You'd
smoke.
Think it's a Fremantle done deal. But Rowan O'Brien, who, of course, the recruiting manager at West Coast, he was on SENWA, and he's confirmed that they are interested and says, they'd probably split pick two.
Absolutely. There's an air of confidence that we think we can convince him and we can hopefully get the deal done. We can split selections to generate more. We've got future selections. There's player trades.
What do you reckon? Yes, no?
No, waste your time. Furphy. It's a done deal too. But I just reckon there's a bloke in the twos at Fremantle that will peel. But I reckon West Coast should have a throw up the stumps.
Who's that? Lloyd Meek,
as a little backup.
Right.
Young guy.
But isn't he Freo's backup?
Well, he won't be if Luke Jackson turns up.
Is Jackson going to be the backup ruck, or is he going to go forward, stay forward?
Kicked 11 goals last year.
Ross Lyon has sprayed West Coast and Trevor Nisbet for clipping Junior Rioli. Now, look, I'm just going to add my own editorial comment here. I'm a big Ross Lyon fan. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, right. Really big Ross Lyon fan.
Are you surprised he's not going for a senior job this year?
Well, I am, actually, yes.
I mean,
I don't know what's happened with Ross. He just wants to be asked or told, you've got the job. Right. I don't think he wants to go through the process. I don't know why not. He's a great coach.
But, I mean, there's so much so that James Hurd circling back to that role.
That is bizarre in itself, isn't it? I cannot believe that Essendon are seriously entertaining James Hurd becoming the coach.
Well, he's one of four.
Maybe they're just doing it to be good blokes. Maybe that's what they're doing. Because you couldn't possibly, if you're Essendon, bring James. Mm. Anyway, Junior Rioli, Trevor Nisbet, quite rightly, in my opinion... quite rightly said, that bloke owes us. But Ross Lyon, different point of view.
I thought they were out of line, West Coast. Yeah. You know what? When you've got a player on your list, it's your responsibility to support him with everything you got. It's not a bonus that you supported Willie Rioli. Did we challenge his behaviour and all of that? Yeah, but it's your job. It's your responsibility to support the player. So I think it's a bit rich clipping him on the way out.
What's the moving company called? One of those big removal companies?
Grace.
Well, that was Ross Lyon's nickname at St Kilda, Grace Brothers, because he was moving blokes out all the time.
Grace. Hey, I reckon Willie Junior, I reckon a second rounder will get that done.
Okay. I'm surprised by all of that. And I mean, obviously, vested interest in West Coast and Fremantle because I live here and work around footy in this state. But West Coast, absolutely within their right to say, he owes us. They kept the bloke virtually alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot believe that there's been an outcry the other way. Mm. Rory Lobbs told Fremantle yesterday he wants to be traded to the Western Bulldogs. Frio has said they won't honour the trade request at the moment. Still got 1 year to go on a $750,000 contract. What's he worth?
$500 only.
So they can just lock him down and go, nah, you stay here.
Well, they can, but,
so it's just like Married at First Sight.
We got two young kids, Amos and Josh Tracy, who are in the twos, and I think they're suitable players. You've got to get games in these kids. If he wants to go, you might get something back. I think a few-year contract at $500,000 is probably fair for Rory Lobb.
Right.
So I can see that happening. I can't see Fremantle stopping that at all.
Blake Akers has told Fro he wants to get traded as well. We saw him walking out with the empty locker bag.
Yeah.
Out he goes.
I am unashamedly a Blake Akers man. I am an Akers man. I will ride and die with Blake Akers. Out on that wing, he had a good year. Don't be wrong, he was a bit of a whipping boy the last couple of years, but I reckon he's found his right spot in AFL football. I think he's a good player.
Why does he want to go to Carlton?
More money. Kanga.
Oh.
A bit more coin, I think.
Speaking of Kangas, Griffin Logue, probably the same reason, but at the Kangas, North Melbourne chasing him on a long-term deal. What's he worth?
I
think jury's out still with Lowe.
I reckon the jury is out. I do think he's certainly not a forward. I think he's a defender.
Okay.
And maybe that's where he's going to be a very good defender if he just plays that role as the number one or two defender, not third defender, forward, drop for a week. Just get him in as a defender, second defender.
And lucky last, Jeremy Sharp, on the tip of everybody's tongue, obviously, Jeremy, Gold Coast boy, back home in WA, being courted by West Coast and Fremantle, still has a year to go on his contract. Sum up Jeremy Sharp and his career so far.
Yeah, pick number 27 from East Fremantle. He's played a few games, handful of games, he's played 20 games. Good player who's in the same team as Luke Jackson, funnily enough, who's coming back.
That could be teammates.
Coincidence, but
very sharp here.
Yeah, East Fremantle lad. So
Jeremy Sharp.
Very sharp. One that was good work. But interesting to see where he lands. I think he could be a very good player in time.
You know, I might be approaching Triple M retirement, but I reckon I've still got it on what we've seen just then. Just quietly.
Beautiful.
No, the siren. Siren. But in case I was thinking of changing my mind, the siren sounds.